At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 to hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. We hope everyone out there had a very nice Memorial Day weekend. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, hope everybody had a wonderful weekend and had a very productive weekend.
Did you?
No, I had sinus. Oh. I had some sinus issues.
You had a rest up?
Yeah, my face still a little swollen. I had like a sinus infection.
Mm. Well, you made it, though. You're here.
Yeah, I'm here. I made it.
We're here. We're all back. 215-592-9494. You know who else is here and ready to go as we are post-Memorial Day?
Who?
The Phillies, who enter today with the best record in baseball. Hugh, another good weekend. Look, they swept the Rockies. Look, the A's aren't good, but they're obviously better than the Rockies. I didn't go into this weekend needing a sweep, but I needed 2 out of 3, and they did it. Good win Friday, crazy game Saturday. Sunday, they almost took it, but look, 2 out of 3 and winning 6 out of 7 on the road, that's a darn good trip.
Yeah, no question about it. I'll tell you what, man, they're playing well. They're exactly where they were last year around this time.
Yep.
I mean, they've been in the last couple of years around this time. So, yeah, they're on pace to do what they're supposed to do.
Well, they're playing really good baseball right now. And, look, we've talked a lot about the different parts of this team, the weakness, the bullpen, the strength, the starting rotation, some of the ups, the downs of the offensive guys. Trey's having himself, you know, right now looks like it's maybe his best year as a Philly so far. Schwarber's having a great season. Harper's come on in recent weeks. That's all great. But I feel like there's someone, and we even gave credit, we tried to at least, you didn't want to, but we tried to apologize a few weeks ago to Dave Dombrowski. I feel like we've hit a lot of the buttons here on the people that are responsible for the Phillies having the best record in baseball. Except it feels like, at least on this show, one person has not been talked about a lot. And he doesn't get talked about a lot when things are good. It's only when things are bad that he gets brought up a lot. But I want to talk about Rob Thompson, because I think he deserves more credit for where the Phillies are right now and the season they're having. I think Rob Thompson is doing an excellent job with this team, because I don't think they are best record in baseball roster, you know, wise. Like, I don't look at their roster and say, oh, they should clearly be the best team in baseball. I saw holes when the season started. I think a lot of people did. The bullpen has been a hole the entire season. And they've got a manager right now who is running two different lineups. Like, think about the reaction of that at the end of spring training when Topper said, we're going to do two different lineups. We called it a hedge. We said, pick one. People got annoyed. It's worked. He's gotten the best out of Trey Turner by batting him leadoff against lefties. He's gotten a lot out of Stott by protecting him and putting him leadoff against righties. I think Topper has done a really good job this season. He has a bullpen he can only trust 2 or 3 guys. Aaron Nola was terrible to start the season. Harper didn't hit for a month and a half. And yet he's got the team with the best record in all of baseball. Hugh, I'll say it. I think Rob Thompson deserves more credit than he's getting here for the start this season. What do you think?
No.
What?
He get credit for doing his job. I don't understand how y'all sit here every week and y'all look at somebody that's supposed to be doing their job, and say, oh, well, he needs an apology.
No one said apology to Topper.
Credit for doing what?
Well, he's doing a better job than I think people give credit for.
He's doing the job that he has been paid to do.
Sure, but he's doing it well, really well right now. How many teams in baseball would have this record with a bullpen that is this bad and your best hitter not doing much for the first month and a half? Not many.
He's been hovering around this part or he's been in this arena for a while now. He's been, like I gave you some stats last week about how they've been here the last three seasons with Topper at the helm. So to me, Topper's doing exactly what he does all the time around this time of year. You know what Topper needs to do? Close this thing out. There's no pressure. I like Topper. I like him a lot. But for you to sit here and say or ask me to give him more credit for doing his job,
especially you.
Hell
of all the people I know, you're the one I'm talking to the most.
We have been here before. This is not the problem that this team has, the regular season. It's not. It's the postseason.
I understand that, but every regular season is different. This team has flaws. I mean, this bullpen.
No question.
We saw it this weekend. And even winning 2 out of 3, the bullpen almost ruined it.
And they stayed stagnant as far as getting some fresh blood up here.
And that's not Topper's decision, though. That's on Dombrowski.
Okay, with that being said, he's still done a good job of doing his job. So, no, to give him more credit, no.
I think he's done a great job. 215-592-9494. Rob Thompson, does he deserve more credit than we're giving him? And the guy has the best record in baseball with a team that I view very flawed. Like, I don't look at the Phillies as a 100-win team. Like not on paper. They have a lot of holes. Their bullpen stinks. Aaron Nola, who we were supposed to count on, stunk and had to go on the IL, unfortunately. We don't know when he's going to come back. They have a team that has 3 or 4 guys in the lineup every day. He's got a shuffle. He's got platoons at second, platoons in left, platoon in center. His third baseman, Alec Bohm, was so bad early.
So bad.
That he's been hot for a month and his numbers still aren't very good. I mean, like, that's how bad he was early. But they navigated that, and they have the best record in all of baseball. I want to play this for you. Topper talking a couple weeks ago about Trey Turner. Trey is having what I would say is his best season as a Philly so far. He has hit the ball well the entire year. He has played better defense, not great, but better defense. He's run better. I just think we're getting the best version we've had in Philadelphia of Trey Turner. And how about the credit I'm going to give Topper for that? Because Topper's the one that said, hey, let's change your approach. Let's do it this way. Here's Topper talking about Trey a couple weeks ago.
You got a guy like Trey going like he's going. He's got 20 hits in his last 12 games. 18 of them are singles. Do you sit there and go, good enough, don't change a thing that you're doing? Or the fact that there's not as much slug there is like, it's still like to get some of that too.
At the start of the season, Trey and I had a talk, and I said, I don't care about home runs. We got plenty of guys that can do that. I want you to get on base. 380 is the goal. I want you to steal base. I want you to get 40. I want you to score 100 runs. If he does that, I don't care about anything else.
And it's worked. I mean, that I don't think that's easy to get buy-in from a player that has a $300 million contract. He asked him to be a different hitter, and he's been a different hitter. He's put the bat on the ball. He's gotten more singles. Now, a little more home runs this past weekend, but for the most part, Trey hasn't slugged. He's not on pace at 30 home runs the way we know he could be a 25, 30 home run guy. Topper asked him to do something. He's done it. I can't believe we got Hugh over here refusing to give credit to Rob Thompson for the season he's having. This is manager of the year kind of stuff.
No, you're saying I don't refuse to give him credit. I'm just not giving him credit for doing his job.
But
you're asking me to give him more credit for doing his job.
They're playing better than the roster.
This is out
That's
of necessity. They put him in a really a no-win situation if you look at it. And he's thrived in that situation. You know, like they say, sometimes, what is it? Pressure either bust dipe. I can't even say it right. Pressure either bust pipes
and
or creates diamonds.
We have diamonds in the dugout.
No, but that was out of necessity. They went into this season. I look at it like this, saying, okay, we have enough to win with, correct? Mm-hmm. You just need to figure out to push the right buttons because you have enough to win with. And like I said, when you look at their track record, they're not in unfamiliar territory. Now, if they were in unfamiliar territory, I would agree with you.
But this roster, I view as worse than last year's. I think it's worse.
I feel like
the bullpen is clearly worse than last year.
Okay, I give you that. But he's coaching out of necessity because he doesn't have a new contract, if I'm not mistaken. He got 1 year left on his deal?
Well, they keep adding the 1 year.
Yeah, they got 1 year left on his deal. And you have an older team that's looming over your head that they're going to break this thing up if you don't get it done.
Well, that's for sure. 215-592-9494. Does Rob Thompson deserve more credit? The Phillies, we always talk about Memorial Day as that kind of that moment you look at the standings. Well, yesterday was Memorial Day. The Phillies have the best record in baseball, and I think Topper is a huge reason why.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You know, back in spring training, before the season started, I said, I'm putting him on the hot seat. I need him to perform really well this season. Otherwise, he's not going to be the long-term manager. Like, I need him to do a good job this year. And I think he's done a really nice job. And I understand your point, Hugh. It's about what he does in October. But so far, I just feel like if you give most managers this bullpen, they're not having a record this good. He can only trust like three guys down there to the point where he's had to push his starters. He's trying to avoid using these guys.
Yeah, and then you talk about what happened a couple weeks ago.
Alvarado. Yes.
Yeah, I get that. But again, we've been here before. And I am not giving him any quarter for being in the same position, basically, if you look at the stat sheet that he was in last year.
I know, but like Sirianni we gave some credit to last year. He had been there before.
It's a little different.
Because. He had been there before.
Bubblehead coach cut his hair.
I don't give a shit.
And it was rocky. It was a real rocky start for the Eagles.
Well, I could say the Phillies thing was rocky.
Yeah, but again, with the sampling size being what it is, they're still in the same sweet spot that they were in last year, give or take a few games.
They are. They're very close to where they were last year. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. As we reset on a Tuesday post-Memorial Day, and the Phillies have the best record in all of baseball. Kyle, what are you feeling on Topper as he has guided the Phillies into first place?
Well, he definitely deserves more credit.
I was
one of the people saying Dave Dombrowski deserves more credit too, but I would tend to agree that I don't think the roster is better than it was last season. And I feel like we talk out of both sides of our mouth if we say, well, Dombrowski didn't do enough this offseason, but Topper's doing what he's supposed to. If he has him at the same spot that he does last season with the worst roster and a GM who didn't give him anything, quote unquote, this offseason, then he's doing a damn good job. And he didn't even have to have his Britney Spears moment to get this team to
Topper's hair is too nice to shave.
Right.
You can't do that.
But I'm sort of equating what's going on this season, at least with this offense, to what Nick Sirianni did at the bye week that we gave him tons of credit for, which he deserved, which was getting some of the big personalities on this team, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts, namely. I guess Devontae's not a big personality, but you get where I'm coming from. Guys that want the ball to sort of take a step back and say, you know what, like if this is what it takes to win, then I'll do it. I mean, the Phillies put this on the players. You have to change your approach, trying to teach some old dogs new tricks. I mean, you know Bryce Harper wants to mash the ball out of the ballpark. Castellanos wants to just go up there and hit and not take walks. And the entire offense seems like they've changed their approach. They're moving runners over. Topper's doing double steals. They're getting sack flies, just hitting the ball out to the outfield so they can get a run in. Like, Topper's kind of stealing runs in some of these games. And I think he deserves a lot of credit for doing that. And, I mean, we know the bullpen's the weakest part of this team. But, and we'll see how this affects the team later on in the season. But I mean, he's doing the right thing in stretching out the starters the most that he possibly can to get these wins because he knows that the bullpen is not that deep. I think all in all, Topper's doing a fantastic job, and it's time people start recognizing.
If you gave me a ballot right now and said write down a few names for Manager of the Year in the National League, Rob Thompson's on my ballot. I mean, this team, to where they are right now, considering the issues they have, and we went over them, Bryce Harper didn't do much for the first month. Alec Bohm was so bad the first month that he's been hot for a month, and his numbers still aren't great for the season. That's how bad he was. And Kyle talked about the idea that Topper to get these guys to buy in, to change. I mean, the Phillies are, I don't know how you say this, top 10, bottom 10 in strikeouts. I mean, in terms of strikeouts as a team, they have the ninth fewest strikeouts in baseball. That's pretty darn good considering we know what, I mean, how many times they strike out opening day? 19?
Yeah.
They're probably like bottom five in baseball since then in strikeouts.
I freaked out.
Yeah, that was a big freakout day. Yeah, it's all right. Listen, since then, they
enough
haven't.
Enough was enough.
Overacting much.
Well, it was a tough day. But since then, they haven't struck out much at all. 215-592-9494. And the last thing I'll say is, how about the buy-in from Schwarber? Right, he moved him off the leadoff spot. That was Schwarber's spot.
But that was kind of like from day one he was that got him.
No, not – well, what do you mean? Day one of the season?
Day one that Schwarber kind of like he bought in – it felt like he bought into it since he was asked.
But we don't give the manager credit for that conversation?
But I think that's just his demeanor. The other cat's not so
you
much.
You just don't want to give Topper any credit.
No, I mean, I'm giving him his credit. I'm giving him credit for being in the same spot that you were in last year. How are we going to finish this thing out?
No,
what about just the two lineups anyway?
Yeah, right.
And the fact that the one guy who's the leadoff hitter – is basically still kind of being platooned.
Yes.
Out of necessity.
With Sosa? Well, but right, but that's...
But everyone disagreed with it.
But we would kill Topper if it was a necessity and he wasn't doing it.
I just... The problem is you didn't take the pledge.
No, I mean, I didn't take the pledge.
We all feel it this morning.
But it's... I took the pledge, but let's be honest. We're in a comfortable spot. We've been here before, correct?
Yeah.
What is our biggest issue? Is the postseason.
Yes, I understand that.
This is not me saying I'm waiting for the postseason.
But this is pledge stuff.
This is me with my arms folded talking about, that's great.
It's pledge.
I'm not giving you any more credit.
That means you didn't
deserve.
Take the pledge.
Well, they
take
can't the win in the postseason in May.
They got to get there first.
No, I mean, they're in the same spot that they were in last year. I give them credit for that.
In a more challenging
national
league.
You are doing a wonderful job in being exactly where you were last year.
Yeah, but the roster, the bullpen is worse than it was last year. The one thing we thought was like turnkey with this team was Schwarber leadoff. And he said, you know what? I'm changing it. And it worked. Schwarber's had the best year of his Phillies career so far. At least he's on pace to. We haven't even got to June yet. And Schwarber's got, 18 home runs?
Won't be long now.
It won't be long until June now. I mean, that's right. I think Topper's done an outstanding job to start the season. 215-592-9494. What do you come down? Does Rob Thompson deserve more credit as the Phillies enter the day after Memorial Day with the best record of baseball? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Show Your Loyalty Douglas Day.
That's what it is. What's up, Chris?
Hugh Douglas.
What's
Hugh
up? Douglas.
Thank you for being right on this topic today and breathing some wisdom out there.
I try. Every day.
I mean, what's the guy collecting a paycheck for? You know what I mean, Hugh?
To do his job. Do your job.
Can we point out a few things, Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Joe, this team is loaded with talent. It's one of the most talented teams in Major League Baseball with the highest payroll. And you want to give the guy a trophy for winning? Like
credit, not on the trophy, credit. More credit than we give him.
We can work on the trophy, though.
And then, Kyle saying he's doing this. He's got Trey stealing bases. Like that's a shattering concept. You know what he's finally doing? Oh, and we got Schwarber hitting in the cleanup spot. And that was a brilliant move by Thompson. No, you know what he's finally doing? He's finally using the team as they were constructed properly.
Oh, so he was wrong before, and he's right
he
now.
He was wrong
I get
before.
It.
Now he's right because he finally listened to Mr. Dombrowski. Right?
Oh, okay, I see. So Topper, he finally wisened up. So how about we give him credit for that then? He listened.
Because he listened to his boss. Hugh, by the way, Dave said the checks are in the mail. But so here's my feeling of, honestly, and this is what I feel like with Thompson. Because, again, of what I stated earlier as far as, highest loaded team, all that stuff, all the money's there, everything's there. Like, he's like baseball's modern version of Barry Switzer. Like, are we really going to ring the bell for a guy that's doing what, like Hugh says, he's doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing? But you know what? Hey, at least Barry won us the national championship or for the Cowgirls, right? Here's what I want to apologize to, because there is an apology that needs to be given up.
Mm-hmm.
I ripped this poor man. I called him out for being quiet. I said he needs to wake up. I said he needs to lock in. I even chanted that he needs to lock in. Mr. Bryce Harper, I'm very sorry that I listened to Joe Giglio and turned on you like Hugh Douglas did with the Atlanta
Braves. I didn't tell you to turn on Bryce Harper. That wasn't me.
Yes, you did. You told this city he's a bum.
I never said those words. Nope.
You said he's right behind the wand.
Nope.
We're going to get rid of Turner and then we're going to wand Harper.
Didn't happen. Telling lies now, but go ahead. All right.
Listen, it's my story, my facts, okay? So listen, Mr. Harper, this man needs to be appreciated because he is S-U-P-E-R-M-A-N Superman! Let's go, Phil.
Chris. just appreciate the phone call. He lost me halfway through the spelling there.
I thought that was an F-U.
Me too.
And I saw. I didn't know what he was spelling.
Yeah, a little bit.
This is the company you want to keep, Chris in Middletown. This is the company you want to keep. Not giving.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Because he agreed with you.
Middletown's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. You're moving there next?
I don't know where I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going somewhere.
Then you just moved your place.
I'm trying to.
Yeah, space already.
Yeah, I'm running out of space.
I don't know how Topper gets credit then if we won't give him credit now. Like, what is? We're talking about this team as if it's like turnkey. No, it's not. They have three hitters right now that are above average across Major League Baseball.
You know, you'll get
three,
credit.
Three. We make it sound like this. If you look at the numbers right now, in terms of all of Major League Baseball, three hitters OPSs are above average. Three regulars: Harper, Turner, Schwarber. Everybody else below average. This isn't like the easiest team to manage. They got platoons at second. They got platoons at left. They got platoon in center. The bullpen isn't very good, and yet they have the best record. Someone's got to get credit for this.
I'm not trying to discredit him, but eventually, you know, you got to win it all. I don't think I'm asking for too much. Am I asking for too much for you to win it all? Because you've been in this situation for last four seasons, correct?
But you're not only being fair.
I am being fair.
Every year's different. And I could have said the same thing to Sirianni last year, that he's not doing a good job.
How many years?
Because he didn't win it all yet. Well, but we're in May.
How many years did it take for the Dodgers manager to break through? Because he's been there for a while.
Sure.
At least eight seasons, right?
I think he got the job around 13, 14, and then they won it in 20. So, yeah, six, seven seasons.
Okay, so Topper's on the clock. He needs to get it done.
Of course he does. But what does that do with what he's doing right now?
No, I mean, he's doing his job right now.
The reality is you refuse to give him credit.
No, I mean, I'm giving him all the credit. I mean, he was able to push the right buttons to get these guys to buy into what he was selling this year, correct?
Yeah.
And put them in the same position that they were in last year around this time, correct?
But most people thought this team was worse, and they're performing better or the same as last year.
I mean, I give you that,
yeah.
But they thought they were worse because they didn't make any moves, correct?
Right.
In offseason.
Yeah.
So Topper basically came into the locker room and said, hey, man, this ain't just on me. This is on y'all.
Sure.
Because they're going to break this thing up if we don't get it done this year.
I think they're overperforming. I don't know. I'll just say it like that. I don't think the Phillies.
I don't believe that.
Yeah. I don't think they're a 102-win roster.
I think they're overperforming. When I look at the numbers from last year and the last couple of years, the Phillies have been one of the most consistently winning teams in Major League Baseball over the last three seasons.
But they're on pace to be the best team they've had so far.
Okay, and that's great. But it only matters to me is how they finish the season. You see what I'm saying? Because that's where the part becomes disappointing. It almost feels to me like this, Joe, when I look at this team and where they are. 3 years, they've been the most – like, go look it up. They've been one of the most consistent teams in Major League Baseball. When you talk about, especially in NL, how the divisions changed a couple years ago, it was the Mets and the Braves that both had 101 wins. But the Phillies were right there with, like, 80-something wins. Then they overtook the Mets and the Braves. So they're on pace. To me, they should break through this year. This is the year that they have to break through.
Well, I also think it's harder this year because the NL has got more good teams. Like the Phillies need to be their best version to just make the playoffs this year.
Like I said, the teams that they're going against, there's a lot of upstarts in there.
Yeah, but
they've been the most consistent, so they need to figure out a way. For me, they need to figure out a way to get over the hump.
Yeah, see, it feels like I'm not thinking about October yet. We got to get there. And that's why, I'm giving Topper credit because I think they need to have the foot on the gas just to get to October this time. 3 years ago, like, they just could putz around and make the playoffs as the sixth seed. You can't do that anymore.
No, but I think that this year, and the reason why, I'm giving Topper credit because I think they're more locked
Nobody
in.
Nobody hears it.
I feel like they're more locked in this year than they have been in the past because they're willing to make those sacrifices that you're talking
Extra
about.
Extra poll question. Did Hugh Douglas take the pledge?
I did take the pledge.
You did not. I mean,
wholeheartedly. I put my hand over my chest and was like, yes.
This isn't pledge stuff. Allegiance. I mean, everyone hears it. If you, that's not the pledge. See, that's how I know you didn't take it seriously. We all know it.
United States of America.
Yeah, it's to the Republic.
To the Republic for which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
Under liberty and justice.
We just did the Pledge of Allegiance. Sorry.
You haven't done that in a while, though.
It's one of those things that never leaves you.
No, like, it doesn't.
Even though it's been a long time since we were in school. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a Tuesday back from Memorial Day. The Phillies are the best record in baseball. 2 out of 3 against the A's this weekend. They welcome in the Braves tonight. I think Rob Thomson deserves more credit for the way this team is playing right now. He refuses to give him any credit. He's pretending he is, but just taking shots at him halfway through everything he says. Do you believe Rob Thomson deserves more credit for where the Phillies are at right now? Your thought on that, plus another good weekend for the Phillies. Topper deserves more credit. Agree, disagree. 215-592-9494. That's a hot board. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.